Hola, soy Paola Marizán, and this is ¿Qué pasa, Midwest?
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland. En este episodio hablamos de la importancia de la educación en familias latinas. Growing up, my mom was always so adamant when it came to finishing high school and going to college. She always said I could get a degree and not go through all the hardships she went through because she didn't have the same opportunities. But getting that degree was not easy. First, navigating through the system to sign up, llenar la FAFSA, escoger the right classes, the scholarships, and all the resources that I didn't know about, etc. And then the difference in cultures, the pressure of finishing school and taking care of my family. I talked to Cesar Roman about this. He works with diverse communities, informing them of the options they have to obtain a better education for their children. Escucha.
We don't always have that support system at home because there's a lack of understanding language, our place in how it is that we can best assist our children. I have my children myself and have made and understand how difficult it is to be a parent and understand how difficult it is on a day-to-day basis. But a lot of times what we do is that we don't invest in the right things, right? We're worried about, oh, do you have the best shoes or are you have the best jacket or whatever, right? And really, I know that our investments and our sacrifices are really because we love our children. We want the very best for them. But investing in the education of our children is really where I think would be the most wise investment.
Trabajo por la Institute for Quality Education. Mi trabajo en taller, going all around the state, hablando con comunidades, trying to really understand the impact of education on local communities. Nuestra organización es una organización que apoya la great quality education for all children. En eso, lo que hacemos es que trabajamos mucho en la póliza de educación. So education policy is one of our main concentration areas. Pero lo que de veras hacemos es que tratamos de empoderar para que familias de todo el estado tengan opciones cuando se trata de el tipo de educación que sus niños puedan recibir. The one thing that we find through and through is that families don't know what those options are.
Now, something, I guess, that popped up, you kept saying, you know, they don't know what they don't know. Mm-hmm. Is this something because the information is not available in their language, or is it because maybe those communities haven't been targeted for those resources?
Yeah, I think that it's a little bit of both, right? I think that first, there's just a lot of information out there. And I think that the world of education is a big world, and it can be really scary. And if you don't know something, you kind of tend to stay away from it, right? And that's one thing. And so it becomes really a scary thing for families to say, well, what are my choices? How can I understand this whole education climate? How can I make the best decisions for my family? And so it is incredibly difficult, first of all, for families even to begin to get into the conversation of education, right? Y afuera de eso, mucha de la información que es muy útil para nuestra comunidad, en particular a que nosotros que hablamos el español, no está disponible en español, incluyendo el sitio del Departamento de Indiana, de la Educación de Indiana, no tiene la información disponible en español. Entonces se hace muy difícil para que las familias puedan navegar ese sistema.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that because when I started like researching for college, I was in Puerto Rico, and even though, you know, some of the information was in Spanish, like the FAFSA, for example, mm-hmm. I had to look it up, you know, kind of try to navigate that system. And my mom really couldn't help me. You know, she was kind of unaware of the resources that we had for us and things like that. So it was a really scary, complicated, you know, process. Now I do understand it because mm-hmm. I did it for 4 years and mm-hmm. things like that. But to that point, you know, before I've heard of older generations, Latino generations, mm-hmm. it's like education has always been important, mm-hmm. but because maybe they grew up in a different environment mm-hmm. and priorities were different at that time, mm-hmm. Education was not your first go-to. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, you have to get a job out of high school mm-hmm. or even before leaving high school. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us a little bit of maybe how that has changed and mm-hmm. what you've seen in the education when it comes to the Latino community, mm-hmm. if that's like a must today?
Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, my own experience brings me from a family from Mexico that always valued education. So from my purview, la educación siempre fue muy importante en mi familia. Mi mamá siempre me ha dicho, no te voy a dejar nada, pero lo que sí te dejo es una educación, ¿no? Entonces, la educación para nuestra comunidad, para mi familia, voy a decir, siempre ha sido algo que hemos valorado. Pero como dices tú, ¿no? Que sí tenemos tradiciones de antes a donde no teníamos las expectativas, ¿no? De saber cómo usar la educación como una clave que te pueda ayudar y mejorar. Pero lo que sí yo sé de todos los padres, no nomás los padres latinos, but I don't know a parent that doesn't want the very best for their child. I just haven't met that parent, right? And so I think that what we see is that in the Latino community, I see a high value placed on education. In particular, what we see when we look at the numbers of those Latinos going and using some of these Indiana programs, such as the voucher program, or the tax scholarship programs, which are available to students based on income. We see on the voucher side, we see that overwhelmingly Latino families are choosing to go and use their state-funded money for school and education to go to a non-public school. And in particular, what we see is that a lot of Latinos are valuing religious education.
Cesar has a daughter with special education needs, and he says finding out what's best for her education-wise and health-wise has been a learning experience for him too, and he encourages parents to get as involved as possible.
Cuando tuve una niña que tenía necesidades especiales y no sabía qué hacer, la llevé por muchos hospitales por Chicago, por toda la área, y empecé a entender que el rollo que yo tenía en la vida de esta niña que no podía hablar por sí, después de mucho investigar y navegar, dijimos, hay ese hospital en Indianapolis, en realidad le ha cambiado la vida a mi hija. Entonces, cuando llegué a Indianapolis, mi intención fue en primer tratar de ver por mi hija y a ver, tratar de entender su situación, empezando y abogando por ella. Es algo que entendí en el rollo que yo tomaba en la salud de ella. Pero todo eso te lo cuento porque primero me dio a entender mi lugar como un abogado de mis hijos, pero lo tomo eso afuera ahora de la salud a todos los aspectos de la vida. En particular, lo que he hecho es que he tomado control de la educación de mis hijos en tratar de entender el sistema, en tratar de educarme yo mismo, en tratar de saber los talentos de mis hijos y decir, esta es la mejor opción para ti y esta es la razón por qué y esto es lo que vemos y esto es donde así puedes realizar todos tus sueños, ¿no?
César is from Cuernavaca, Mexico. He worked in politics and education for 10 years before taking onto the role of educating communities on their options for better education. He says his past work led him to be so passionate about education. And you can find more information and resources on their website, www.myschooloptions.org. Gracias por escuchar. Soy Paola Marizán, and this is ¿Qué pasa, Midwest?
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.